Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, I looked at my charge account bills on two of my statements. What company is this? I'm being charged almost $49.89 for 2 months. What is this for?
We are a third-party customer service call center representing several different companies. You can provide me with your zip code.
10708.
And can you state your first and last name?
Heidi Smilowitz.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Yes, ma'am. I do see an account here listed with us. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address?
Oh, 6 Studio Arcade, Bronxville, New York, 10708, apartment 2F. It says topstablelife.com. I don't even know what that means or is.
Yes, ma'am. Do you recall perhaps signing up, entering the sweepstakes contest entry, completing a survey for a Dyson 11?
No.
You stated you do not.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. You may have received an email link signing up to complete a survey for this Dyson vacuum.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. I know. Now I sort of, there was something that I remember a while back that I kept getting emails for a contest or that I won. And the minute I put it on, I shut it off because I saw that, to me, that was a scam. I haven't received anything, nor have I signed for this or anything. I don't even know how they got my my card, because my number, my charge card, because that was what I saw, I believe, was a like a contest or something, but I never gave any numbers or anything else, or whatever it was, it had to be very misleading. And now I look, I don't always check my, I should be more careful in checking my accounts, but I have nothing here. Why would I be charged $49.89 for 2 months? And around the same time, 12/16, and I believe the other, I just looked, I don't know how far this goes back, 11/17. I don't have my account. Well, before that, I don't know when this started or why.
We have a completion of the survey was made on 11/17.
Well, there could have been a survey or something with a contest, but I didn't get anything. I should never be charged this. And nor was I shown that there'd be a charge for this.
Okay. So it was a sweepstakes contest entry 7 days after completing the survey. You would have received a confirmation email. If you did not, you may have not won. So prior to signing up, it has you subscribing to the diet program that sponsors the survey.
No, no, none of this is a scam. None of this did I ask for or anything else. I want my money given back. I've received nothing. I've asked for nothing. This was a scam for a contest. And had I not looked, I'm just being charged. What would I be charged for? I'm not on any diet thing. I'm not on anything with a Dyson vacuum. I've got nothing that I'm paying $50 for. No way. No way would I do that. I want my name taken off. I want the money returned.
Okay. Well, what I'm able to do for you today is, before getting you counseled, I apologize if the terms went unnoticed to your knowledge prior to signing up. What's taking place here is it's a meal planning app. It wouldn't be anything that you would receive through the mail. It'll be downloaded. It's a download link.
You keep talking about completing a survey. I probably hit a button or something. I'm a senior citizen. And I'm also a retired teacher. I know what I'm reading. This is a scam. I never looked at a diet thing. I never saw a diet thing, nor would I pay $50 for a diet thing that I'm not receiving anything for.
Okay. As I stated, it's an app, ma'am. You wouldn't receive anything through the mail.
I heard what you said. I heard and I understood what you said. I don't have the app for that, nor would I have even looked for an app for that. First,
okay.
You're telling me about a Dyson vacuum, then it's something else, then it's something else. I'm telling you, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau because this is definitely a scam. There's no way this is not a scam. And I'm paying $50 a month? I would never have signed up for that.
Okay. Well, as the information that we have here is valid, you can hold 1 second while I see what I can get further situated for you.
Let me speak to a supervisor. I'm not going to go back and forth. Let me speak to a supervisor, please.
Okay. So I was advised that prior to getting the account canceled, that a refund of the transactions can be issued to the account, ma'am.
Can be or can't be?
Can.
Thank you. So I'll be refunded from the 11/17 and 12/16?
We'll refund you of the transactions that you've been charged for.
Do you see the transactions that I've been charged for on
yes,
your
ma'am.
Computers? So that was, how much was I charged for?
The billing cost is $49.89.
And for how many months?
When the subscription was started on 11/17.
Right. So I paid 11/17, and here I have 12/16. And now was I charged, and I didn't get my new bill yet, was I charged for 1/16 or 1/17?
It's a monthly subscription. So you
all right,
were billed
so I'm
for
going,
3 months.
Thank you very much. So I will be getting that returned to me, correct?
I stated that we will issue a credit of the transactions that you've been billed for, ma'am.
All right. Can I have a confirmation of that?
Once I get the account canceled, ma'am, I'll be right with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so the account has successfully been canceled and the refunds have been issued and they'll take 3 to 5 business days to post back into your account.
Okay.
Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Okay, thank you. Yes.
It'll be C as in Charlie.
Yes.
920-381-444.
All right, so I don't have to do anything further with this, correct?
The account has successfully been canceled as of today, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer
Bye.
Service. You have a great day. Goodbye.